Welcome to Emails After Bedtime, the podcast for moms building businesses after the kids are asleep. I'm Emily, your email strategist, mom of three, hockey-loving go-to girl for turning subscribers into excited buyers without the feeling of overwhelm. Each week, we're talking email strategy, storytelling, and staying sane while raising babies and businesses. So grab some caffeine and your favorite late-night snack, and let's talk emails, motherhood, and trusting Jesus through the chaos. Hey nerds, it's the first episode of Emails After Bedtime. I did not think I was ever going to actually make this podcast because I have been telling people for a year that I've been wanting to make a podcast, but I've just never done it. Well, I decided on a random Thursday that I'm just going to do it. So here I am on a Thursday night at 11 p.m. recording this because it wouldn't truly be emails after bedtime if I didn't do it after bedtime. So let's get into it. To be honest with you, this first episode is going to be all about just kind of setting the groundwork of what I want this podcast to be, what I want to talk about, and maybe just talking about how I got started as an email marketing strategist. So if you're a mom building a business between naps and nighttime snacks, this is going to be your spot. We're going to talk email marketing strategy, but also real life stuff, the mess, the mindset, the motherhood, and trusting Jesus in the in-between. So what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, that's going to be all about how I got my start as an email marketing strategist. Now, just like most things in my life, I didn't set out to be an email marketing strategist. I also didn't set out to move across the country with my family, but I did that. And I didn't expect to be a full-time Jesus lover, but here I am, loving the hell out of Jesus. So, how did I start as an email marketing strategist? Well, I started as a general VA, and I loved my general VA work. I got to work with so many different people doing so many different things, and I got experience in a lot of different systems and a lot of different areas of business. But something that really stuck out was when I was with a client, and she wanted me to work in ConvertKit, which most of you now know as Kit, because they recently changed their name. Or at least recently as making this episode. You could be listening to this years and years later, but as this episode is being recorded, it's newly Kit. So as I was saying, we were working in Kit, and she was mostly having me do data analytic work, which is what I thrive in. We were seeing how little changes that we made in the emails that we sent out were totally changing the trajectory of how her sales were going to be. I got to see how every little tweak made a difference. It was kind of like solving a puzzle, honestly. The more I learned, the more I saw how powerful email could really be. Because honestly, I was like, do people even read emails anymore? Is email marketing really powerful at all? And I realized that most business owners are either totally overwhelmed or just winging it because they don't understand email strategy, which is why I decided to be an email marketing strategist. Because I like seeing how little things that I can help change make a big difference in the way that people sell through email. So I set out on a mission, and my goal is to help my clients actually enjoy sending emails and get to see the results from them. So throughout this podcast, I'll break down email sequences, talk through strategy, share behind the scenes from my business and some of my clients' work, and then probably overshare maybe a few late night meltdowns that I've had after being touched out all day. You'll also get to hear about client wins, email tweaks that made a difference, how I balance business with faith and motherhood as well. If you're solely here for the email marketing, I get it. We are going to have Freak Out Fridays, which goes along with my email marketing framework, which you can get in the show notes if you want to get started on having my strategy be your strategy. But anyways, Fridays are going to be Freak Out Fridays, where I solely talk about email marketing and what's going on in the email marketing world, or just little tips and tricks to get you started or get you going again, or even just help you in any way possible. So if you're only here for email marketing, I will see you on Fridays. But if you're here for more, a friendship, another business owner that can maybe relate to you and help you feel a little less alone, well, I'll also be putting a show out on Tuesday where I get to talk to you about so much more than email marketing. We are going to have guests on the show where we get to talk about other businesses. We're going to talk about faith. We're going to talk about motherhood. We're going to talk about building a business while trying to balance it all. So if you also want to hear that, watch for those shows on Tuesday. But anyways, I feel like I've made this intro episode maybe a little too long already. So if I sound like a person that you would be interested in listening to or learning from, hit subscribe so we can hang out each week. Don't forget about that framework that's in the show notes, because I want you to get a head start on email marketing before we jump into our first Freak Out Friday. Thank you so much for being here. You're doing great. I'm cheering you on. Let's get those emails sent. I got a Diet Coke in my hand, cheersing to you. Thanks for spending a little piece of your evening with me. If this episode encouraged you, taught you something new, or just made you feel a little less alone, would you mind hitting that follow button and maybe even sharing it with a fellow mompreneur? And if email's been stressing you out lately, don't forget to grab my free freakout method. It's the simple way to turn your email subscribers from just subscribers to subscribers who are freaking out over your offer. Until next time, keep going, keep trusting, and I'll meet you right back here after bedtime.